Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
What if I told you that MSNBC's biggest liberal star just got a message from her own boss is so brutal, it could change the future of the entire network? Rachel Maddow, once thought untouchable, is now facing the consequences of a collapsing primetime lineup, plummeting ratings, and a rebellion against her own executives. Stay tuned, because what's happening behind the scenes at MSNBC is a warning shot to the entire legacy media complex. This is not just about one host. It's about the unraveling of a media empire, the exposure of its internal power struggles, and the end of an era for left-wing cable news. If you thought Maddow was safe, think again. The implosion is just getting started. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, here to give you a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. All right, let's set the stage here. MSNBC's primetime lineup is in a freefall. Joy Reid, axed. Alex Wagner, demoted. And Rachel Maddow, once the face of the network, went on air recently, you may remember this, when she torched her own bosses, calling their decisions to fire her friend Joy Reid indefensible, and even slapped them with a not-so-subtle accusation.
I have learned so much from her. I have so much more to learn from her. I do not want to lose her as a colleague here at MSNBC, and personally, I think it is a bad mistake to let her walk out the door. It is not my call, and I understand that, but that's what I think. I will tell you, it is also unnerving to see that on a network where we've got two non-white hosts in primetime, both of our non-white hosts in primetime are losing their shows, as is Katie Fang on The Weeknd. And that feels worse than bad, no matter who replaces them. That feels indefensible, and I do not defend it.
So now the executives at MSNBC are racists. I mean, that was hardly subtle. It's not just that they fired her friend. It's why they really fired her and others at MSNBC. It's not because they suck. That is what is so indefensible, according to Rachel Maddow. But here's the kicker. Maddow's public rebellion did not go unnoticed. Executives at MSNBC just gutted Maddow's staff. Most of her production team were either reassigned or laid off, told to take severance or even reapply for their jobs. Only her executive producer and a few top aides survived this massive purge. So needless to say, this was a crystal clear message. No one, not even Maddow, is above the corporate machine at MSNBC. And that explains very much what's really happening here. And I find it so deliciously ironic. Bottom line, MSNBC is panicking. Their ratings are tanking, especially since former Biden press secretary Jen Psaki took over Maddow's slot. Viewership in the key 25 to 54 demo has plunged by 50% freaking, with barely 78,000 viewers left in that group, a collapse that stunned media insiders. Compare that to Fox News, where Jesse Waters and The Five dominate with over 3 million viewers each. I mean, they're not even in the same league. They're not even in the same ballpark at this point. Fox is flourishing while MSNBC is barely hanging on. Overall, MSNBC's ratings are in a death spiral. Since their lineup shakeup, viewership has dropped by 40% year over year, and the network's leadership is scrambling to stop the bleeding. The new president, Rebecca Kutler, is purging legacy hosts, desperately trying to reposition the brand, and betting on hopefully new faces, all while Comcast executives are in the process of spinning off MSNBC and trying to distance it from their main news network outlet, NBC. But thus far, all told, the plan is frankly backfiring. Far from attracting viewers, viewers are leaving in droves, and the replacements are performing even worse. And it's no wonder. More and more people are realizing the legacy media has become irreparably compromised, with truth getting buried under layers of spin, agenda, and algorithm-driven narratives. You know, I got to tell you, that is why I turn in my research to resources like Ground News to cut straight through all the propaganda, all the BS, all the noise, and find out what's really happening in the world. Ground News brings together headlines from over 50,000 sources across the globe. But what really makes it powerful is the transparency. You don't just see the stories, you see the political bias behind every source, the ownership ties, the coverage breakdown across the spectrum. That's why over 1 million people have downloaded Ground News. See for yourself at ground.news/Steve. You'll find my favorite feature there is the blind spot feed. It shows you which stories are blowing up on one side of the aisle, but barely mentioned on the other. It's the clearest way to see media bias in real time. So, for example, here's a story not getting much attention on the right. National Guard troops are now actively protecting ICE agents as they make arrests in Los Angeles. And here's a story that the left is ignoring. Arnold Schwarzenegger just told immigrants in America to act like guests. That's right. I mean, he said it plainly. If you come here, respect the culture and follow the rules, or else get out. With every story, Ground News shows you the entire spectrum of who's reporting from the left, the right, the center, and how reliable each source is and who owns each outlet. It's everything the corporate press doesn't want you to see. So right now, you can actually get 40% off the Vantage plan, which gives you unlimited access to all the features. I personally use for about, you know, $5 a month. It's really awesome. Just visit ground.news/Steve, click the link in the description, or scan the QR code. That's ground.news/Steve. What's happening to Maddow, ironically, is a classic case of institutional power reasserting control, in this case, over far-left ideologues. And again, the irony could not be more delicious. Maddow, once the network star, tried to challenge the hierarchy by publicly criticizing leadership, even subtly accusing them of racism. But in corporate media, individual news personalities are only valuable so long as they serve the brand. The moment they become liabilities, especially in the face of financial decline, what happens to them? Well, they're either booted or they're at least reminded of their place. So this is what sociologists call the iron law of oligarchy. Oligarchy. No matter how progressive an institution claims to be like MSNBC, power always consolidates corporately at the top, and dissent is punished to preserve the system. This is the irony. Maddow and her ilk on MSNBC, they can all claim to be representatives of liberal cosmopolitan emancipation all they want. In the end, in reality, they are corporate shills. That is all they are. They are just cogs in a corporate machine. Nothing more, literally. All the ideological spewing in the world does not change the fact that they are institutional employees who are governed by corporate politics, not their liberal cultural Marxist political ideology. It's all a show. Their liberalism, when all is said and done, is just a sham. In the end, Maddow is not some great social justice leader. She is a corporate shill. And she's ultimately accountable to corporate law and dynamics that have just told her to basically shut up. Her on-air rebellion was met not with dialogue. It wasn't met with chants and marches. It was met with swift retribution, gutting her team, isolating her, and making clear she is replaceable. Now, from a conservative perspective, this implosion for MSNBC isn't surprising. For years, MSNBC has catered to an elite progressive bubble, ironically, ignoring the concerns of everyday Americans. And now, with Trump surging and the political winds clearly shifting away from the left, the network's old guard is just being swept aside. The safe space for liberals is no longer safe, even for its biggest star. This is also a lesson in media accountability. When networks become nothing more than echo chambers and ones that fudge the facts to boot, they eventually, inevitably, lose credibility. They lose legitimacy, and viewers seek out alternatives that actually reflect their values and concerns, but in a far more genuine and authentic way. So I think that's why, for right or for wrong, that's why Fox News continues to dominate while MSNBC flounders. So what does the future hold for Rachel Maddow? Well, for now, she's the biggest name in MSNBC, which, of course, is not saying very much. But she's been reminded that she is not irreplaceable. If the network keeps bleeding viewers, corporate law, the very corporate law that Maddow and her left-wing ilk are all ultimately accountable to, will intervene. And Maddow could be the next one out the door. In the end, you work for the corporate machine always wins, even against a bunch of self-entitled, whiny liberals at MSNBC. We're in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture of how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. Do not wait. Go to americaawaken.us and pre-order your copy today. The next chapter has already begun. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.